If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
End of the end of the end of the end of the show. End of the end of the end of the show.
All right.
Hey, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. That guy, Gregor, that's me. We're summing up what went down. No. We're summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The Ant. Covered that. I do nerd talk. Yep. There's a new episode of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. Maybe tonight. I'm ready to make some dumb jokes. Actually, you know what I'm ready to do? Screw the dumb jokes. I'm ready for a huge amount of gratitude. Unlike the Weezer album, Ratitude. Is that the one that has the dog jumping in the air? Is that what Ratitude was? I could never remember. Anyway, huge amount of gratitude. Today is the first day back after summer camp, a one-day event this year at Merrymore Park featuring Walk the Moon. Oliver Tree kind of stole the show a little bit. Joywave was awesome. We had a lot of fun out there. There's only one band that I, like, had a really weird encounter with where I'm like, you're not very nice, are you? I won't say which band. Hold on, more sadistic sound effect. So dumb. Okay. Anyway, we packed a bunch of people into Merrymore Park. It rained so hard all morning. It was so muggy for Seattle standards outside. But boy, did we have a great time. Can you hear the air conditioning coming on in the background? That always makes me real mad. It's a day where we spend, like, someone made a comparison for me that, like, you beat around White River Amphitheater for some shows, like our friends at KSW. Had to do that for 3 days. They didn't have to. They threw a concert. It was 3 days long, but it's all concrete and pavement. It's kind of challenging to get out there, right? It makes it worth it once you see the music and everything, but there's something about Merrymore Park that makes it so chill and so low-key, and that's that you're talking about grass everywhere. And small paved areas are, like, totally secondary. Spent a lot of time on the earth, surrounded by big, beautiful trees. The music is just the right loudness, so we are not, like, mowed down by it, except for, like, a couple times, like, in the biggest bands. So you could spend a whole day just, like, totally chilling out, enjoying yourself. Beers and food everywhere. It's just, God, Merrymore Park is such a gem, and I'm so grateful that we get to do our concert there every summer. I hope we never stop doing that. The mansion, there's like a old mansion that's there. I should really learn the history of that. It's in the back there, and we put all the bands in there and stuff. And so you just see people wandering around and being cool. And like, I have a friend that's friends with Kevin from Walk the Moon. And Kevin stays over at their house when they come to town. And it's real nice. He's a really sweet, cool, creative guy. And we're standing there chit-chatting backstage because I see the person I know, Jamie. I'm like, hey, Jamie. And she's like, hey, this is Kevin. He's like, we've met. We've done this before. Radio. And so I get to talking to him, and then like the Joywave guy goes walking by, and they lock eyes, and it's like, oh, we're done, because those guys are friends that like haven't seen each other in a while. There's like a gravity between them that pulls them in. It's so cool. Then they're both talking about Oliver Tree and what like an awesome dude he is. I won't tell you what they told me because it's, I don't want to reveal the craft. But it's really fascinating. Oh, Matt Mason's wandering around because he did like a special pop-in, got on stage and did a song for us. So cool. He's wandering around. He knows these guys too. And they're like, oh my God, Matt Mason is going to blow up. He's such a great songwriter. The complimenting that goes around back there between all these guys, it's so fun. And you're just under the trees and everyone's guard is kind of down because it's just a beautiful environment. I think if you talk to a lot of people like Joywave, who had like a really nice compliment for us, saying recent bias, but we were slapping the bops real hard in Seattle last night. Thanks again to 107.7 The End for inviting us back after somebody asked what their best show that they've ever performed. That's such a huge compliment, and it's because of that atmosphere there. So hopefully next year, I'll remember all these words I said, and you'll come out and participate. That being said, brain is dead. We're going to go the easy road. Talk about things affected by sports.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
When the new Seattle Arena is complete, the rebuild of Key Arena, what are they going to call it? The city will officially name one of the surrounding streets after Sonics basketball great Lenny Wilkins, who on top of that, for the last 40 years, has done significant charitable work in Seattle and beyond with his foundation. Which street they're going to rename has yet to be determined. In other Seattle Stadium news, you can now officially bid on the giant Safeco Field signage that came down after T-Mobile bought the new naming rights. These letters are massive, like a dozen feet tall. It'd be pretty sweet to light up the garage with a giant G. Now the rub is that it's for pickup only. Yo, Cool Keith, can I borrow your truck?
You just got news.
There's one story I didn't get to in Nerd Talk today, and it was about how scientists were able to fly an airplane into a thunderstorm created by a wildfire in Washington. Eastern Washington, on fire, as usual in the summer. And, like, the heat goes up, and it creates some sort of, like, swell that makes a thunderstorm happen. So they flew a weather aircraft into it. What a crazy idea. And took, like, sciencing. They took sciencing? That's what they did? They took sciencing. I took measurements to get some sciencing in. Whatever. Okay, sorry, I'm so stupid. Nerd Talk's a lot of fun, though. Not only do we have fake meat, but we also have a way to turn cancer into fat.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Well, you thought Burger King serving a fake meat impossible burger was big for cows. The next wave of meat substitutes is coming to your dumplings. Bao featuring fake pork. Then there's your sandwiches. The Beyond Meat meatballs coming to Subway. And this one I have the hardest time with. Fake fish is next. What are we calling that? Artificial? All right. I'm sorry. Scientists have been successful in coercing cancer cells into becoming fat cells. What? Wow, what a breakthrough. How's that go? Like, all right, cancer, listen here. This is called a couch. That's Netflix. And these are salt and vinegar potato chips. Because that is how my body is becoming fat cells. And finally, screw the cereal part of breakfast and kickstart your diabetes with marshmallow-only Lucky Charms. Now, obviously, that sounds awesome in theory. But this is like skipping the French fries and just eating straight ketchup. Do you need both for the balance? Oh, and then here they're suggesting that these marshmallows won't need milk. Well, in that case, back to my analogy, forget ketchup and just take a big old bite out of a tomato. Hey, man, you got some seed goo in your beard? Gross.
Nerd talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hey, thanks for the download. Thanks for listening, however you do it. Give us a subscribe on whatever your favorite podcasting app is or on the radio.com app or whatever. If you tell a friend, I'd be so grateful. Thanks so much for everything you do related to the end.
The end of the show. It's the end of the show. End of the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.